In sync with the gaming community, kind of like Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve.
That's
it's guys, 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 games in here. She blamed
us on that. That was really awkward.
Yeah. Well, we have the same technical problems. Oh yeah, it's guys, games in here. Welcome to America's Worst Gaming Podcast. And
out of her scene,
but America's best drunken friends.
Damn right. Beer's worst enemy.
Beer for the beer.
Damn right.
Except you can't be
copyrighted.
2017,
I'm not
man.
Actually here for this beer.
No. Made it through another one.
Yeah, we did.
We're back and have a little more energy than last episode.
Yeah, I'll start
hitting. Can
you watch it?
That was
start hitting this bad boy
was,
out.
We are so
down.
Sorry, and we promise you a better
pass
episode.
It down.
A bitter episode?
A bitter better. Oh, Yingling.
All right.
Yes, I would love some racist lager.
Oh, it's time. For beer cart. Beer cart. The defendant this week is, oh God, Yingling.
Light. Who did this? Which one of you motherfuckers did this? I didn't do this.
I had to cross into Ohio for this.
Cool. I'm glad you
made it. It's not allowed in the state of Wisconsin.
For being garbage.
No, come on. Okay, so okay, Yingling is the oldest brewery in America. Family owned. They don't sell pretty much past Ohio. If you go to Disney, this is going to be a beer you're going to end up running into a lot.
Yeah, I haven't had this since I was down in Florida.
If you're at a KKK meeting,
normally I have Yingling just straight, right? But I found Yingling Light, and as the new year, and many of us are calorie conscious, the only 99 calories might be a thing.
No, it's not. It's actually worse. Also, let's acknowledge the fact that the owner's name is Dick.
Hey, Dick Leinenkugel would say that's just fine.
Fill me in. Why is it racist beer?
I just want to let you know that for only another 14 calories, you can have a Pabst Light. It's only 100.
Which is just...
Hey.
That's dealers.
If you drink...
If
you drink 10 a night, that's a savings of 140 calories per day.
That's one extra beer.
How many calories?
113.
And I'm not saying... I drink 10 a night, but...
I'm sorry. Three old calories.
Three calories.
My bad.
So you're going to have to drink a lot.
But here's the thing. A lot of light beers don't have... You might be looking for that right flavor when it comes to a beer. Because a lot of light beers, you know, usually taste watered down. They don't taste... You know, they don't seem to have a lot of flavor. Light, L-I-T, L-I-T... It has a lot of flavor, but it ain't good. And, you know, so I mean,
the
you know, light beer can really be...
technically light beer, but it's
it is, though.
It is. It's like the lightest.
So, I figure we'll give this a try.
I guess we're doing this.
Hey, guys, we should just get Miller 64s.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can't have that 30 less calories. Oh, no.
Pabst is better.
Well, it tastes like hatred.
The bonus is it doesn't taste like anything.
It's actually not very flavorful at all.
Yeah.
Like, even for a light beer. I'm kind
it's not offensive.
Yeah.
Say that.
Hey, not really offensive. The beer that's not offensive.
The beer that doesn't really taste like anything.
Yeah, like I never thought I'd say this, but I'd rather have the Pabst Light.
See? That's the kind of love I bring.
Yeah, no. Well, I gotta give it to you. I mean, it's certainly interesting. I've never heard of it. I didn't even know this was a thing. So,
yeah. Once you hit Ohio.
I'm a fan of the American owned. Are we talking about South American or North American?
No, they're straight up still American owned. They're straight up still American.
It says Americas.
Americas.
There's South America.
Fill me in here.
Central America.
See, how lip sync, man. ass have?
No, I mean, fill me in.
Well, Corona might be.
Yeah, I know. I was going to look at that. That's funny.
No, they meant America. America.
Oh, hey, America. So,
yeah, they meant America.
So on that happy note, how do we rate this beer? I'm not full down. It's almost there, though.
Light beers do give extra burpiness.
It's a solid middle if you count it as just a light beer, like compared to other light beers. But then otherwise, it's just a
Yeah, I'll go down.
Does it hit a good
price
point?
It's okay, but...
I mean, it does not hit a good price point.
Then fuck that.
This beer.
I wanted the price point. Isn't that a PBR price point?
The only thing I would argue is that it's a little more ale-y tasting than most light beers that we're used to.
Which is like an ale. Like an ale. It's, you know, it's a lager. It tastes like an ale.
Lager means stored. So you can have a lager... ale, and you can have a lager pills.
Whoa!
Wait, that was some
fucking knowledge you dropped on. I didn't know that either.
That wasn't allowed.
You should just take that
penalty shot to try to teach me some
respect. we should respect our elders.
I did not know that.
What's that Wikipedia page you got up right now?
He's got a thing of beer terminology. He's brought up. He's like, I'm going to show those fuckers.
His knowledge knows no bounds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean...
You have to render a
verdict.
What do
you really say about this beer?
And it's like the most passive verdict. To the.
I know. It's like
the most passive beer we've had to date.
And, I don't know. On the count of being... water.
For lack of character.
I find you guilty for that. I guess you could say that this is possibly the whitest beer.
Most whitest beer you know.
I think it's
a little less flavor, and that would be club soda.
Can you pick this up at a Cracker Barrel?
No. No. You can't. No.
You drink it at White Castle?
Waffle House?
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna say probably a Bob Evans, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's not that I want to disrespect the five folks at Waffle House or Bob Evans.
He's down on the farm.
I don't know anything about any kind of races with the. I don't know anything about.
I guess the head of the company back Trump, so now he's.
That doesn't necessarily be true. He just wanted to pay less in corporate taxes.
And that's why.
And he said, "I'm willing to go crazy to get that corporate tax."
Right, and I didn't know. That's why I asked, because I never even knew this was a beer that existed until now. And when he looked it up, and it's not actually.
Now Yingling, the regular Yingling, I actually like quite a bit.
Yeah, apparently we're not involved in.
Because we're watching our figures, Ben.
Because it's a New Year's thing, yeah.
Okay, next week I'm bringing a cube.
Did you guys like
ice.
Actively make a pledge to drink less calories or something?
No,
well,
no,
I did.
It's just
for the show.
It's just a thing.
We're gonna drink all these beers next week. We're gonna take a normal pledge.
Yeah, they all might not be. I'm gonna try to drink less beer calories.
If I'm talking shit about Tommy's here,
drinking this
screw that. I am drinking
Pittsburgh.
My ass off. Jesus.
Good
so
luck,
Tom's
my friend.
Tom's back from the optometrist.
Wait, where are you going?
We need supplies.
You gotta have a Yingling light.
We all
you really bought a Yingling light.
Larry bought a Yingling light.
You probably would have preferred the Yingling black and tan, but that didn't bring.
What's to be learned from this episode is that indeed constant masturbation can harm your eyesight.
Yes, it did. Go to the doctor.
I need
to cut back a little bit on the masturbation part.
Dude, there's a chair, you know. Hang you, buddy.
Man, why are your palms all hairy?
I'm shaving them.
That's it. You know, once you shave them, that's it. Wow,
that razor burns. That razor burns.
You haven't really lived until you masturbated seriously while staring at a lunar eclipse.
Hey.
I've
lived.
Pabst Light. So then after you have that, you can drink one of these and.
It tastes way better that way. There's actually a comparison thing that you can do here.
You know, they're very similar.
Yeah, they are. I think the Pabst is a little better, to be honest.
Because it has, like,
it's a little less
13
sweet.
More calories.
Well, the Pabst is a little less sweet.
I was saying I think one is a little more like an ale, and one's a little more like a pills.
I taste a wee bit of hate speech.
I would say they're both lagers.
In this one. I taste a wee bit of hate speech.
They taste both like lava.
Not a lot of hate speech.
But no, there's a little hate speech in this one.
There's a little bit.
I hate peach.
I thought you said a little bit of peach. Like peach flavor.
Hate
I
was peach. Like, yeah. All right, we got to talk about something else.
I never want to hear about it again.
Don't ever fucking bring it. Don't come back to court.
Don't ever bring it back in his basement.
I like the generic
container.
It could be like a
really good thing.
Did it actually come with those generic
containers? No. Oh, I will say that, yes, I did buy this in the drive-thru liquor store.
There you go.
Nice.
Saving grace.
That was great.
That is, there's the saving grace.
It could be a really interesting beer, though, if Larry just always brings, like, random light beers to the podcast. Like, it could be a very interesting year of flavors.
Relax.
So January's all about light beers?
So you guys dodged the Christmas wine bullet.
Well, they seem unsatisfied with the beer. You could just suffer on twice.
I guess. It was going to be a good one. I thought the wine tasting episode would be fucking hilarious.
Nice t-shirt, by the way, Larry.
This one's nice. Whiskey of the day.
Oh. All right, so we're on to the real topic tonight.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry.
We're rolling on to 2017. We're going to talk about our favorite games of the year. How far into the podcast? We haven't even talked about a game yet.
I tried like 10 times. So we're rolling into 2017. So our favorite games of 2017.
From 2016. I disagree with you.
Oh, okay. So we're rolling back.
It's one day. How could you have a favorite game already?
The search for a quality light beer is quite a game.
It is quite a game.
Yeah, that, it's a difficult game.
That's something. Did something already.
Could we just take a full beer and then just water it down?
What if you mix two light beers together?
Interesting. Like I talked about this already. No, my dad does that. He takes Miller Fortune and mixes it with O'Doul Amber. Creates a halfway decent tasting light beer that way.
You know, honestly, that's not such a bad idea. I mean, think about what you do with the Black and Tan. You're mixing two beers, effectively.
Yeah, two good beers, though.
That's true.
I'm not overruling that objection.
I mean, Miller Fortune. Surely I've never had a Miller Fortune, so maybe it's a quality product.
Why you would mix it with a non-alcoholic is it starts at 7%.
Oh,
so,
okay, right.
So you want to bring...
Cut it down.
Sure. Cut the alcohol down a little bit.
It's a 7% malt liquor type liquor.
Yeah.
Malt liquor type liquor.
I mean, when they advertised it, as drinking it out of a rock glass.
Fancy hydro winners with their Miller Fortune.
Guys, come on.
Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Look at it. It's almost gone.
Miller Misfortune. Remember.
Yeah, hey,
what were you drinking?
This was a Roman Coke.
Oh, jeez.
I kind of figured I'd do it for this episode.
That's another drink you've been doing a lot of lately, a Roman Coke.
It makes me a little less douchey. I don't know if you've noticed, but it actually has the reverse effect.
Of the gin and tonics.
Yeah. You know, I think we should just
mellow you out as opposed to the gin and tonic, which gets you all riled up and angry.
Yeah. Pretty much have a rant every time on that gin and tonic. It's not
That's
good.
What the people want.
Yeah. All right. So, again, back to the real topic.
Okay, which is our personal game of the year. Now,
from 2016.
I think it's been a pretty solid year for gaming. I think there's been some highs. There's been definitely some lows. But I think, in general, it's been a good year. So it's kind of hard to pick.
Ooh.
Game of the year. That's why the second section is the runner-up, so that we can bring up a runner-up. So, who wants to start it?
I'll go ahead.
All right.
So, mine is a game that lived and died in 2016. It is called Smash and Grab. I talked about it briefly on the show, but basically, it was a game that was out for a month. Had great Steam reviews, like over 1,000 reviews, overwhelmingly positive. It was by the creators of the original Sleeping Dogs. United Front Games. But basically, they released this game, hit Steam, was out for a month, company went bankrupt, and had to close down. Ouch. So it was very unfortunate. It was a very cool game. It was a MOBA, but it's action-based combat. So basically, it's like Streets of Rage meets the Warriors. And it was very cool because you were a gang leader, you controlled a gang of like 5 people, you could customize them, you choose a lieutenant who had their own special abilities, and basically you run out and you loot buildings against another team and beat the crap out of each other. It was fucking amazing, and it died way too soon. Rest in peace.
It's kind of like THQ, man.
Yeah, THQ, I mean, THQ made great games, but the thing is, nobody really recognized them for what they did, and then on top of that, they did shitty things, like, what did them in was that they pushed U-Draw. You remember that?
Yeah, they
tried to push that hardware, they spent a lot of money on it, they went fucking in the hole for that.
One of their problems was it just made great games.
It was like a tablet that you could draw on your PS3 and stuff like that. It was like an art thing.
They made such great games, and they never really appreciated it until it was too late.
The thing is, they had some great studios under their belt. They had Volition at the time, which was Saints Row. They had Relic, which did the Warhammer Dawn of War. Again, like, these studios got bought out or, like, moved around, things like that. But at their prime, they had some fucking really, really good studios under their belt.
Yeah.
But, so many good games, too. It kills me.
It fucking kills me. The thing is like, I saw so many fucking pieces of shit get released on 2016 on Steam, and you find a good game by a great studio, United Front Games, that gets shut down. Like, it's a fucking travesty.
They didn't say it. No.
Pun.
That's my name. But yeah, no, it's a real shame that you find a good game by a great publisher, they really put their heart and soul into something, and it blows up just because they run out of money. And you see all the shovelware that just continues to exist because it was cheap to make, and they can just throw it out.
God, yes.
This has
been the year for shovelware, too.
Yeah.
Which year was it?
Steam is still telling me.
No. I think even this year, even more so.
Steam is still telling me to go get Smash and Grab because of you.
You can't buy it.
It's like, you go there and it's like, oh yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's
Steam
gone.
Is,
you can't buy
something else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been discontinued.
This person recommends. Nope, can't get it.
It was a great game. Hopefully, they sold off their assets they were Canadian studios, so they sold them off at auction. Again, I'm hoping something happens with it. Again, APB, lived after it died, and that was, a mediocre game. So if a Smash and Grab has some sort of life afterwards, it'd be really nice.
THQ was doing the wrestling games forever, for like 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they got sold or whatever, that division of them went to 2K, and I hate them now. I don't play them anymore because 2K changed everything about them.
Man. Right. It just kills me. Oh, sorry. It was a rough game, dude. It's rough that they died. I really...
Yeah. Again, in United Front games...
Saints Row. 2 years ago.
Saints Row. So great.
United Front was also developing Sleeping Dogs 2. Again, when went under. Again, seriously, if you've never played Sleeping Dogs 2, it's like $5 to $10 on Steam. Just friggin' buy it. It's a great single-player experience. It's the best Grand Theft Auto clone you ever play, and even better than most Grand Theft Auto games. It's a serious spiritual successor to True Crime. I don't know if you guys remember that game from our high school days. True Crime Streets of L.A., which was a pretty good GTA clone. It's a
we don't remember from your our high school days.
No, we don't.
But
I don't remember my high school days at all.
Yeah, it's because acid was cheap back in the day.
Seriously, do yourself a service and play some Sleeping Dogs, because it's got this really, really good melee combat system, and it's a great open world. Like, it feels alive. It truly feels alive.
That's cute. Now, and who wants to go next? Don't all jump up at once.
Stardew Valley.
That's fair.
Well.
That's fair.
It was
indie hit 2016.
Yeah. Super cool, in-depth, way over the top. Just, you're a farmer and a miner.
Are you a naughty farmer? Do you go straight freaks?
Rolling straight freaks. Don't get me started.
What's the title again?
Oh, no, I'm seriously. I gotta play Stardew Valley and just play this on the repeat now.
Yeah.
Who's the publisher on that?
It's seriously an indie. It's very. It's like it's a one or two person
indie studio.
Yeah. It's the super cool gameplay, very in depth, and their soundtrack. They put a lot into just the music and just the sounds itself.
Again, single designer. His name is Eric Barone, but it was also published by Chucklefish Games, which is the same people did Starbound.
They still have that,
which voice. I also very much enjoyed. Starbound is a fucking great game, but yeah.
Yeah,
that
was
cool.
Wow.
I'll jump in next.
You guys don't want to not watch porn on the stream?
All right, we're just jerking each other off here.
Yeah. It is good porn.
Racist beer advertisement.
Oh, wow. That is
really I usually find, porn. Sexist ones and send them to my wife.
Oh, nice.
She loves that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they always appreciate when you send them sexist things. I'm going to actually go with some VR software. Anshar 2. for the it's for the Oculus or for the Gear VR. It was a just nice straight space shoot 'em up level based game. You work through, you upped your level. You know, I didn't even see him when I walked in. Hi, Apple. How you doing, buddy? Didn't even see him when I walked in. He's being really quiet over there.
You want to burn your readers?
Ouch! Oh. Just got back from the optometrist. Guess what? I gotta stop masturbating. it was a straight, nice level game, spaceship, you know, shoot 'em up game. Beautiful 3D environments. Really, the storyline was okay. Short storyline, okay? It's not like, oh my god, this is 100 hours of play. No, this was pretty much you shot through the levels and got to the end of it and found out how the story ends. But it was a solid game. It was only like a $7 game on the Oculus system. Plays extremely well. The 3D was great. Various ships that you could and upgrades you could get on your ship as you got going. It played really well.
Did it work with the like Google Glass and the controller?
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah. You don't have to have a Gear VR to run that kind of game. So that's the beauty of those kind of games. So
yeah, but you'd have to have a controller.
You would have to have a controller. It's definitely a controller game. It didn't. You had to have a controller to play it. It didn't use the controllers on the Gear VR. You had to have some kind of a Bluetooth controller for your phone to use it. If you're playing it on the PC version of it, you had to have the a controller hooked up to the PC. It was a controller-based game. But again, solid, solid play. Solid, solid game. That was kind of my favorite one this year, I think. We'll talk about seconds later. So yeah, continue.
Sloppy seconds.
I have a sloppy seconds.
There's supplies.
There's two there.
Yeah, but those are like.
Light. Oh yeah,
it's all good. Apparently, yeah.
No, apparently so the other people are
on a New Year's resolution.
I'm not on any New Year's resolution. Holy
well,
crap!
Well, we're on a resolution to finish this beer before we get more.
Okay, all right, that's a good resolution actually. All right, who wants to jump in?
I will go. I think it technically came out in 2015, but it had all of its up, you know, it had all the patches and updates this year. But for me, it's probably Battlefront or Star Wars.
I think that's the only game you played this year.
No, I have other games and I play them, but I just think, you know, I played that one the most, so that was probably my game of the year. And you know, it's obviously Star Wars is a big year for Star Wars and. You know, for a giant Star Wars nerd, even though it's not like good. Actually the best shooter ever made, it hits all the marks. So
it's pretty damn good.
It's a little simple.
I have no complaints anymore.
A lot of most of the you work hard to get all these different guns, and they're all pretty much the same gun.
Pretty much. But I like that because it's kind of even.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like it's super. It's very playable. And just,
yeah, I actually liked it. I put it in. I was like, it's fun to play online. You don't totally get. I think it goes against the trend, and I think. There's been a couple games this year, and I'll bring that one up later, but there's been a couple games that have gone against the trend of if you constantly read like IGN to get the best gun combo and best attachments, you're going to have a significant advantage. These games kind of go against that, where you know they had a couple overpower problems early on, but they've really corrected them.
Yeah.
Everybody at least stands a chance of doing well in some of these new games, and I like that. I think it bucks the trend of everything being to the total hardcore. Now, I'm not insulting hardcore gamers. What I'm saying is that the bulk of people who buy these games, they aren't hardcore gamers.
Right.
They play every once in a while, and they want to at least do passably on it.
Right.
Hardcore gamers will still kick your ass
right.
on the game
Which
that they play
fine.
Every day. I still will have games where I get just whooped on Star Wars
sure.
Battlefront. But in general, I'm in the positive, and I can actually... get in and play decent.
It makes the game enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't feel like
dying
I don't,
in 5 seconds.
When I walk away for 2 weeks,
yeah,
I don't feel like
really,
I'm just getting walloped.
Yeah.
You want some success.
I like that.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
A little success. I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't have
right.
to be
I'm not trying
the
to
best
dominate
player
the
on
battlefield.
The board. I'm just saying,
I don't want to die the moment I the yeah, the moment I materialize,
right.
I don't want to die. You know, I just let me survive a few seconds.
It's not very fun to
seconds.
Play that way.
No. Exactly. Red shirt.
Yeah, it's not, you know,
hashtag
like I said,
glasses.
I kind of
hey,
miss
by the, way,
the days.
Nice color up you got going on there.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the days when your skill level is your skill level and it wasn't based on how much you read the best loadout. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where your type of loadout is your type of loadout
this
and you do better with your type of loadout as opposed to just like four standard loadouts that do way better than everything else, you know? And I like that. I think it's an okay trend. I don't have a problem with it. There's other things that are. Not so good in that, but, you know. all in all, I like
it. Well, it in and of itself is not like the perfect game by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just very playable. Game.
It feels like Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
Playing.
Yeah. Like you said, if you're like a giant nerd about Star Wars, it just it deliberately presses all the buttons. Like, ah, don't you want to get this other thing? Like, oh, now you can have this thing. Don't you want this thing? You're like, well, yeah, I mean, of course.
Why would
thing.
I?
You know, so.
I can't run fast enough to get away from damn Luke.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
We played some really, really great rounds of Battlefront 2 at NetFest for the last night.
Oh, that's a great game.
Dude, we played...
That is a great game.
I found out that the hunt modes were really, really unbalanced.
They're not hunt modes. They're genocide.
Yeah. The first one we tried genocide. Was Rebels versus Wampas. And that was a little unbalanced, but I was like, okay, maybe it was just tough. Because, again, the Wampas had a lot of health, can run fast, take a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. But the Rebels, they freaking had laser blasters. It wasn't too bad. But then you got to shit like Ewoks versus Scout Troopers, which was just a massacre. Because the Ewoks have fucking spears, and they're like, oh, I've got a gun.
They had spears
and
guns.
And then the
you were already Jedi. Was that the Gungans more balanced.
Versus the fucking CIS. Yeah, battle droids versus Gungans with fusion cutters and thermal detonators.
Yikes.
It so was Gungans awful. Blowing themselves up
and,
or trying to
like melee somebody very unsuccessfully.
And they could build turrets.
Yeah.
I think I was watching JJ play it.
Whatever it was,
it built a turret and then a droid immediately killed him and then took the turret and just started blasting Gungans. It was great.
It was a massacre. But regardless, I'm sorry. Battlefront 2, special place in my heart.
That's a great game.
I used to play it on the PSP.
That's a great game.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was fun to play
on.
Put
on the PSP?
Sure, that's it was great. Right. It wasn't perfect, but it was...
Like, I mean, outside of the controls,
like,
everything else was
I think
great.
It was one of the first times you felt like, well, this is pretty close to console.
Yeah, this is pretty close to what you were doing on the console,
right.
For sure.
Pretty close.
I agree.
I had a lot of fun playing it.
All right. Come on, Ryan, you gotta have something.
So my game, I played a few games, but the one that I played all the way through and got to the end...
Backdoor Sluts 9.
No.
He did get to the end, though.
Wow. Can't
wait for 10.
No.
But up, bro.
But it would be a continuation story. It would be Uncharted 4.
Wait a back up.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's bring it back around.
Sorry, buddy.
No, don't bring it back around. Don't bring it back around.
I mean, Double Dutch Runner?
The PS4 has been out for a while.
Double Dutch Runner.
However many years. Everyone's been waiting for Uncharted 4. It came out this year, finally, so played it. They did a good job at updating graphics and story, and I thought it was a good continuation of the story, and apparently it ends with this game, so...
Aww.
I mean, it has very similar gameplay to the other ones. They added a couple things, I don't know what they are,
but...
It was
still good. I liked it on the Vita a lot.
The other ones?
Dang,
yeah.
Like
a
studio or something.
Yeah. I know, we got...
Continue.
We got, like, more mics playing
know,
this than ever. We got mics everywhere in this room.
Stereo surround sound.
It's amazing. All of a sudden, it's like, holy shit, we look like a studio or something.
I watched somebody do a playthrough of, like, all of the Uncharteds.
Yeah.
And then they finished.
It was
when Uncharted 4 released. And just seeing where the benchmark was... In each game, it was like, wow, Uncharted 4, really, that was a nice way to just pin it, and it's good.
Yeah.
Some of the Uncharted ones were just like, that is clunky looking.
Those
controls are bad.
That's a good game, man.
What's
I agree with that.
Funny is, because the first game I played, just that style of gameplay, and like, I couldn't get into it, and then it clicked one day, and like, the first one I went through pretty quick. Or no, actually, I think I skipped the first one. Was playing the second one, figured it out, went back to the first one, then to the third one, and then on to the fourth one.
Way
okay,
better
George
once
Lucas.
You played the first.
Yeah.
Prequel.
So, I mean, Naughty Dog, I think, does fantastic work.
Oh, yeah.
They spend a ton of time and effort on those games, so.
They do. Show every crevice of that game.
Yes. Provost.
Provost.
And then, that was back to us last night with that crevice.
And then every time I lost the cliff,
right.
They go, no!
I was talking about crevice.
Sure.
But then don't give you the Wilhelm scream.
It
would be beautiful if they give you the Wilhelm scream every time you die.
Yeah, I don't think it's crevasse. It's definitely crevice.
Crevice.
Talking about, yes.
Moist.
I was
moist
definitely
crevice.
Talking about a moist crevice. Yeah, I think I got it right.
All right. Larry, how about you? What you got?
Well, I got to tell you. I know what I wanted my favorite pick to be this year. I wanted Battlefield 1 to be my pick.
This is a sad story.
Oh no!
Oh, wait a minute!
I wanted, that to be my pick.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to ride horses in that one.
Yeah, no, because I like.
Yeah, you look like a fucking
I like the. The World War One is a really interesting cross time. And I thought that that period would be really neat to explore.
Right, they're stretching it,
you know. And well, and they're probably much like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, kind of stretch that same sort of time period, you know.
Yeah, but I expected from that movie.
But you know, I mean, but weird flame throwing outfits and stuff like that kind of was what was going on, you know. It's like so it was like kind of a neat. And I know historically, if you read it, I once asked, why do we have, on top of the fact that there's lots of footage available, why is there so much talk of World War II? Well, the fact is everybody really, you know, the people at the time, nobody felt good about World War One. Everyone just sort of went home.
Yeah, no, that's exactly that.
Yeah, no clear winners.
There wasn't. That was right. Basically, people just kind of, we're done.
Yeah, this sucks. Yeah. A lot of trench warfare, a lot of bloody. That's when we started introducing gas warfare and stuff.
Yeah, it was a pretty nasty little piece of work.
Because we had all this technology. I was like, we can do this now. And then it was like,
we can totally kill people in terrible, gruesome ways.
Yeah. It's not like dating in your first year of college.
So I thought
the kill people.
It's interesting to have like bombing planes and then you're like bombardier. It's just like, you know, dropping.
Let's see what this does.
That's kind of how it went.
It's some alchemy and then threw some shit out of my plane.
Yes. what happened to you, Larry?
And then I literally took a shit out of my plane.
I didn't know you said you wanted it to be, but evidently it.
And I wanted to buy it. And it was on sale.
Anticipated.
And I tried to buy it. And then I found out I couldn't buy it.
Why?
My account has been deactivated. And
what'd you cheat at, Larry?
What did you do?
I have no idea. I'm like, and they're not giving me, you know, they haven't come back. They're like, we're going to research why your account has been deactivated. And they haven't got back to me. And so it's
obscenities?
Like,
were you sure?
No, I don't know. I have no idea
on the network.
I haven't been on the EA product in forever, right?
EA.
But that doesn't mean that they don't normally they don't normally disable your account.
Yeah, it's disabled.
Just because you haven't bought anything.
What's weird is it allowed me to change my password.
But your account was still disabled.
But my account was still disabled, so
probably
I
probably let you buy something too. But
they wouldn't let me buy anything because I was going to go with it. I thought the Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2 deal was pretty decent.
Yeah, that was a great deal actually.
Yeah, and so I was going to get in on that, you know, and no. No. Ooh. I thought about just using like a different, like just creating a new one and all that. But I do have old games that I can't access.
You don't want to do that. Because then you get the issue where you have old games that you have to log in with different. Yeah, you don't want to screw around. Have them reactivate the account.
That's what I've been working on. They haven't done it yet.
I would give them shit and get the deal. Say, look, I want to buy.
Well, that's kind of my plan. I'm going to go. Listen, you know, I try. I really wanted to buy.
It's got
to
get on Twitter and publicly.
Once they do get it reactivated, I would give them a little crap and say, hey, because of you screwing around with my account, I couldn't buy this.
I wonder if it's just a time thing where, like, I hadn't been on a long time.
No, because I have an EA account and I don't go on for.
See, EA would somebody you hijacks you buy your buy the game.
That's happened later.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I'm glad they don't do that. So at least they wouldn't let me purchase the game that I couldn't play.
Yes, somebody may have been spamming from his account.
And then that could be. There could be total something going on that way.
That somebody hooked into your account was spamming other accounts.
And that's fine.
Doing email spamming on it.
But they did clear mine in like one shot because it was suspended. And then they told me, it looks like somebody hijacked your account.
Yeah, I'm going to bet you
all this stuff on
it. I'm
going to
bet you that's what happened with yours.
Yeah, I hope so. But I'd like to get it resolved.
Like, Travis. What's my account look like? It doesn't look like your account, buddy.
I remember that. Well, at least anybody have their Steam account back banned because it got stolen?
No.
You got back banned?
Yeah.
Really?
When I got my account back.
Don't lie. You're a cheater.
No, I hadn't used it for like 2 years.
We all know it.
Except for cheating.
They deleted all my friends on my friends list.
I hate that shit. That pisses me off.
But I only had like 4 friends.
Yeah, but it's still.
I had to find them again, though.
Exactly. Thank you.
Now
you
saw
it. It's way harder to find just 4 friends.
I think all I had was the orange box and Modern Warfare. Yeah. Was the only things I had, really. And
damn,
not being able to play Modern Warfare online kind of sucks. So I just pretty much deleted that account. And actually, I had gifts, so I was able to like gift my
gift
game
to yourself.
New account gifted, and now I have the authenticator or whatever crap they protect your account with.
Yeah, good idea. And Steam's really locked.
Well, and I didn't like calling the people because they started asking me all these questions and stuff, and it's like.
What you wearing?
Well, and it's like,
that's the
you know, I mean, I don't want to give you a bunch of information. If you see my accounts deactivated, you fix it. No, you don't got to ask me anything.
No, exactly. Just
Larry,
could
you turn on your webcam?
Yeah, so you take off your shirt.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure
it's you.
Well, they just want to make sure it's me by establishing new... Like, it'd be one thing if they said, okay, your security question is blah, blah, blah. What's the answer?
Yeah.
But they were asking me to establish new security questions.
Yeah.
Well, I had to do that because they blew through my security questions.
I know. All right. All right, Apple.
Apple, you mentioned.
What have you been playing? What's your favorite of 2016?
At the Nutfest, I was playing with Gigantic.
Gigantic is a really dope game.
All right, so who's it by?
It's Motiba.
A company.
A company? Well, that narrows it down a little bit for us.
Okay, so the lead designer of the original StarCraft and lead design team of the Guild Wars and Guild Wars 2.
Oh, nice.
It's dope.
Yeah, that brings a little power.
So this is not the third assistant to the graphics.
Was that your first
developer.
Time you checked it out? It still made your 2016 list, and that's the first time you checked it out?
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good, then.
It's a very
good
game.
Okay, that must have been a damn good game if you can play it once at NetFest and go, hey, this is my game for 2016. So have you picked it up yet?
It's free to play.
Oh, it's
that's
free to
play.
That's
the best part.
Even better.
And Xbox One, PC,
crossplay.
All right, so what are you playing on Apple?
They do aim assist for Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Travis is helping get a computer.
Yeah, does it help?
He's going to hook you
up.
He's
got to be like half a
He'll hook you up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just putting you on
the
spot because you're off camera.
Video games.
And if you're not on camera, I'm going to ask you questions and make you feel uncomfortable and nervous. My job.
I may have to load it on my Xbox.
It might get more than three hours to save the website. But in this case,
I'll
pick on you because you're off camera. All right. So what's the next topic, Rob?
No. I'm doing mine.
Yeah. Oh. you hadn't done one yet.
Late.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh,
you
missed it. Oh yeah, you came in late. All right.
You
should
have seen that coming.
In your face.
Actually, I'm getting messages here. It says people are just tired of hearing from me.
Larry's too drunk.
It was just Larry on three different
screens.
Where's
the gin and tonic?
Hey, yeah, look at Lars. Lair Bear.
Lair Bear is beautiful.
Yes.
He's the best.
29.
And oh, kilted one.
Yes.
God. I haven't had a kilted event in a while.
I'm going to go with a game. I think it was made in 2015, but I don't care because I discovered it in 2016 called Reassembly. And it is what I play games for. I have discovered a game that is, I'm telling you, it is like
Reassembled.
Feeling-wise, in gameplay, it plays a little bit like, what was that Dreamcast space game?
Armada?
It feels like that. There's no going around planets, though, but you assemble your own ship. And when I say assemble, it is... You can assemble it from nothing. You can modify something that's there, you know, that you start out with. But you are literally building everything on the ship. You can construct it like a Lego set. Every little piece is yours when you build it. You have to manage the power for it. There's dozens of weapons you can put on it. You got to worry about, you know, how you build it. You got to worry about having enough armor. Later on, you get shields, and you can put shields up on it. It's amazing, and you basically are in an open world where you're trying to destroy the other factions. And I gotta say, it does everything well. I don't know how many hours I got in it. I discovered it like a week ago. It was like right at the end of 2016, and I've been playing it like crazy.
Okay.
The graphics are beautiful.
You said there are other factions. Is there any multiplayer?
I was just going to say, is it multiplayer or is it local or single player?
I have not gone into the multiplayer. There is like a limited multiplayer because other people do build their own machine, their own stuff. It's mostly single player though, but it's my understanding that you can go into other people's worlds and ships from other people will show up. And basically you sit there and you perfect your ships. I mean, it is all you're doing, but eventually you can, you know, get ones with factories on them so that you can generate the old ships that you made in the past and bring those out in your armada and bring them forward to combat.
Nice. Full circle.
You notice how we did that? You notice how we did that?
But it does. You know how armada has that kind of swimmy feel to it and that kind of surreal feel
it's
when
arcade-y.
You're in space?
Yeah,
it has it. It has that. Now you can't play it with a game stick. I don't. I play with a mouse and a keyboard. But you could play it with a game stick. I did try it. It was playable, but depending on how you do your engines, it might not be the best way to do it. Because you could keep stacking engines to try and make it more maneuverable. Mine looks ridiculous now. It's starting to look just fucking
kind of like a weird steampunk thing.
It's a weird steampunk
It peacock. Looks like, hey, let's strap the biggest bunch of motors we can.
Onto this hull.
On this horribly weapon. It's horribly weapon. There's weapons that'll just face forward or whatever direction you point them. And then there's turrets. There's different types of turrets. There's missiles. You can be missile heavy. You can fire off drones. You can...
Fuck, that sounds good.
Like, I know, just, it's freaking
it does
great.
Sound pretty
I cannot
good.
Say enough great. And every once in a while, you just come up on something new.
Ooh, platforms?
PC, Mac, I think.
Is it a Steam game?
Yeah, it's
okay.
A Steam game.
So it
and Linux.
Game.
You
all
can
right.
play it on Linux as well.
I'm going to have to find
I played
that
it on the
one.
Mac and on PC. It's probably better optimized on the PC. I play it on my Mac because I can, you know, set it on my lap and play it. But on my PC on a 27-inch screen, it looks really, really good. it's really nice. I got nothing but good to say about it. I'm sorry. It's so good. It blew me away.
Awesome.
Could not
terrible.
Believe it. It's like what I always wanted to play.
Ryan opened a second Yuling.
Why would you open
a
second one of those?
Somebody's
got to
finish
them
at some
point. All right,
all
right. We're not letting them go to waste, man.
Good point.
Otherwise, it'll be just... six more next week.
All right. Keep
that
drinking.
That is true. They do just tend to sit there.
Yeah, keep drinking
until you're right.
All right,
low.
You're saving
yeah.
the fridge space.
That's the reason we're drinking this right now.
All
right,
so runner-up time.
Runner-up time.
I'm gonna go first if it's all right
yeah.
with you guys.
No.
All right.
Actually, no.
Ooh,
that's not.
I
can we get a vote?
Okay, so blow me. and I go first.
This is my runner-up.
yeah. That is my runner-up. Wait, now taste first now.
Humdinger up.
He's really good. I'm going to go with, I like Battlefield 1, and I think Star Wars. Because
he was actually
going to
buy
one.
It, unlike you, Larry.
My other one. I did
he
buy
did
it
buy
and
it.
Play it. It's not a perfect game. I mean, I don't know if I feel like the last Battlefield is in some ways a better game in the numbers, but it goes to that appeal I was talking about earlier. When you walk into Battlefield 1, you can at least start killing people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get your ass kicked for a while because you don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know the maps. But you at least have adequate weapons to get you by if you play with your team and play fairly smart. Now, I'm not saying I'm a smart player. I do some stupid-ass shit and get myself killed.
Sure. Yeah.
But there is nothing like...
You just ran out there, dude. You just ran out there.
I know, right?
I'm a diversion. I'm a diversion.
You have cool players that will screw you up. And I think that's like everything. If you're a sniper and you're sitting on the ground and a bunch of people spawn around you and decide to stand up right the
right.
fuck away,
you're trying to,
right in the middle of everything, you're going to be in trouble. But for the most part,
there's
it keeps you to
a... There's a pack of meerkats over there.
Yeah, all right. Look at that! Meerkats! But, you know, the other team's doing it too. So the weapons feel adequate. It feels like it's not as customizable as the last ones. It does feel a little bit more limited, but... unlike the other ones, I jump into planes, no problem. I'm flying around killing shit. I jump into a tank, nah, no problem. I'll drive
okay.
it. And you feel helpful when you're in a tank with other people, which yeah. the other ones weren't so good at, where this one you do feel like you're actually helpful. Teams jump into tanks and they try and take control points all the time. And I play completely the opposite of how I play like Modern Warfare games. I don't play like straight up team deathmatch. That's silly. Mm-hmm. You, control points, man. You want to control a point, mm-hmm. or I'm going to do rush, or I'm going to do something like that. And I don't know. Battlefield just does it right. I think Battlefield's a good game if you're, especially for like older people. I know that's terrible to say, but it's more of
a little slower.
You got to think a little bit about what you're doing. And it's not so much a Twitch game. You got to really think about it. And you know, as you get older, your reflexes aren't what
that,
they used
I'm
to be.
Deflecting that onto you.
Yeah, as you're getting older, yeah.
Excuse
your
you,
reflexes
Matt.
Aren't
excuse
what they
you.
Used
I'm
to
in my 20s.
Excuse I think you? I think 20... you guys. I think
20.
Look, I think after last weekend playing with my son, you guys are gonna have to admit to yourself that your reflexes are not what they used to be.
I died.
No, 15-year-old will dive in
he
on
means
you.
He Widowmaker. That's his.
And just kill the shit out of you. And it does happen. It's going to happen as you get older. But this is a thinking man's game, and you at least stand a decent chance of doing well.
Using some good strategy. Yeah.
Doing some good strategy. And that's not
your
to
son's
say...
Your son's an anomaly.
Some young...
That's true.
Are you saying he's like an idiot savant?
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
My son,
I
idiot.
Mean, pretty much. I beat a lot of 15-year-olds.
He's your son.
Shooters. Yeah. He plays a lot of Twitch shooters, and he mains Widowmaker. So I'm just saying, your son's an anomaly when it comes to those things. But
he's
I'm
amazing.
Wrong.
And he
CS:GO.
Is your. And he is your.
Have you
son.
Ever watched that kid play CS:GO?
No.
Holy shit! I'm watching over his shoulder. I don't have to pay attention to what he's paying attention to, and I don't see shit. That he just. It's a dot. I'm like, how the hell do you even see that? I'd accuse him of cheating. If I was not
right there, it's okay. Now 10 years is gonna suck
like,
too.
Holy shit!
He's gonna slow down.
10 years.
He'll slow down. Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll all slow down.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But Jesus.
It's only downhill.
Anyway.
All
right. But anyway, Battlefield 1.
After 16, it's only downhill
and,
gaming.
I do. I love Star Wars as well. Battlefront. It plays well. I think. I think it's also another fair game. I think it's a fair game. And it. I also. I don't do as well flying anything.
Well,
you can guarantee my X-Wing's going into
the game.
Wall.
I just like the flying level.
Oh, I love flying.
Yeah. How about your second choice then?
Second choice. I was also thinking about Battlefield because I have that too. But I haven't played nearly as much of that, so I don't know that I could give it a. I don't know. I don't know if I have. I would say. I almost want to say like because it just fell off the map. It would be like. Pokemon Go, because that was like a game that everybody wanted to play, and now literally no one is playing it anymore.
Right, but when they were playing it,
it was a super cool thing that was happening.
That was Pokemon Stop.
There was this weird culture, like, shift thing between, like, people that go to parks naturally, and then there was an assload of Pokemon Go players that would just show up at parks, and then the normal park people would get pissed. That people are using parks.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, that was because
but then
was
there's
cemetery.
Also like Pokemon players.
Okay, man,
like,
serious,
after myself.
Serious, practical question. Do you think it'll pick back up when it gets warmer?
Well, supposedly,
when they add new features,
there's a new update.
Yeah, that's a new update coming. That's the thing is like,
but if they add new updates in February,
the game,
itself
wasn't that cool. It was a cool cultural phenomenon. The game itself isn't that good.
I think
it wasn't bad.
Battling wasn't. Good enough.
The game wasn't robust enough to be like, okay, like, it's, I mean, like, again, it was, as a mobile game, it was very subpar. Like, I've played some good mobile
really,
games.
As a mobile
game. You guys
game.
Put a lot of effort into the...
I love it.
I put an assload effort into it.
We loved playing it. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
For, like,
that's almost impressive.
Weeks. I used to put this in my van.
I still think sober helped
it
a lot.
I thought you make it.
Yeah.
The fuck? I made that.
I said I
they released that game.
I said I put it in my van.
In February. There wasn't going to be anybody walking around.
I don't have a van. Honestly,
I think that makes a good secondary choice because it really didn't. It had.
I mean, but it sort of implies that I think it was that good that it deserves to be like.
No.
I don't. I'm just saying, like, when I think about, like.
It's a fine second choice. It's his second choice.
The phenomenon itself was amazing.
Thank you. Exactly.
People. You know, walking down your street at like 10 p.m. and there's like
cool.
just people playing.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
Like,
yeah,
it was cool.
They're looking at your house.
Yeah, what the fuck are you looking at my house for? No, literally, I was at a biology conference in L.A. and I had no shortage of grad students walking around this biology conference playing the damn game.
There was people at Six Flags
playing the game. Thank you.
There was a super cool thing of there was like kids that were like stuck in the hospital, and there was Pokemon Go players that would sit and just barrage all of the locations and be like, no, there's lures here. There's lures. These people are spending money just so that kids that can't move around and play the game
right.
can actually enjoy the game. And like, that was cool. That right. was like one of those gamer moments. From a cultural standpoint, that's cool.
Yeah, it makes a good
sense.
It was second a
big boy
in
2016, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it makes good sense. I think it's. Yeah. I think that's a definite fair choice, yeah. especially
me and my wife still play.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad somebody does.
I'll play when Gen 2
maybe
goes
very
out.
Little, but yeah. not like. Not like what people were doing.
See, yeah. the thing was, is it's I just... played so much in 3 weeks, and then like three yeah. months later, people were still weren't caught up to me, and I was like, okay, I played too much.
You know what we said? Reaction time yeah. gets slower.
Honestly, by the time like you and Brad were so far ahead that it'd be like. Hat.
Yeah, I was like, I have two Dragonites, and no. I've got like 140 Pokemon on my Pokedex.
Be like, so. We're gonna go hunt Pokemon. You want to come? I'm like, not really, because you guys already got all. Like, I want to go.
I mean, just going out to
Brad
like,
is,
Nosha,
Brad's part of the reason.
Area.
Yeah, or yeah, well, you had to be Brad.
Yeah.
Of
they have a super I mean, location.
They, yeah, that was one of those locations.
We went there one night, and just like me and my wife were like, wow, look at how many people. Because that was like our first. Like 2 months into it, or mm-hmm. whatever, like the first time we ever went out to check it out, like when somebody would like just yell out like a certain character, and everyone would just be like,
run that way,
like,
yeah.
it was like a zombie like apocalypse, and they would all go to that area.
I liked it because the news hated it so much.
Yeah, that's why I enjoyed it.
And
I
mean, was a lot of get off my lawn.
Yeah. These two kids climbed over a fence and fell off a cliff. Those kids would have died. Okay? I hate to say it, but if they did that, something was going to kill them.
And I hope they're burning hell.
If it wasn't that, it was going to be the monkey cage at the zoo.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They like outlawed it.
Well, the tiger cage. The people that walked in the
park. I mean, like, too many people used the park, and the city of Milwaukee was like, nope, you can't come here and play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible because the public is using a public park. That is.
It does, like, they are set up for, like, a rough number, like, 100 people to show up in this park. And then 500 people show up in this park. And it's like, well, it does, like...
Understandable,
but it's also just like, meh.
Yeah, you can work it out.
It is public.
You can figure
it's a
it
public
out.
Space.
You can figure
yeah.
it out. You want people outside. That was
you want people outside. I thought it was amazing.
It, for that,
it was,
no,
it was
amazing. I thought it was really for like 2 weeks.
I didn't play it, you know, but it was amazing to watch.
I had
was,
no problem with that.
Well, welcome back to the Pokemon Podcast.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with my second choice. I'm sticking on the VR trend this year. This year I got there was a beta release of a game called Retro Arcade, which was
best VR game of the year.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Well, this year they actually released their finished version, the paid version of it, and it is flawless. Retro Arcade basically New Retro Arcade. Yeah, is a 1980s arcade. That you can walk around in wearing your Oculus. I haven't tried it with HTC Vive.
You've had this forever, though, right?
This year it finally became the...
It's definitely early this year. But it was like, I started sending a job January, February.
Yeah.
Because it was like new, and then I brought it to MGC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
We had the year before, though. This is the actual new retro. They added a bunch of new stuff. That was just like a beta. That was the beta we were playing the year before.
So in 16 they released that.
And then no, honestly, we didn't run 2 at the thing. We still ran
3. Did we run 3 this year?
Did we run the version 2 though? No, that came out late. That came out after that.
I don't fucking even know.
So because you mentioned it on the show, and I was like, I literally went home the day you mentioned
it's
it,
very
that
good,
it came out idea. And bought the commercial release of it, because we had been using the beta for so long, and the commercial release
it's very
is
good.
That good.
It's very good.
It's a flawless piece of VR as far as the feel, the gameplay in it. It's basically a bunch of ROMs from original arcade games of the time, and not just arcade games. But,
you can, like, fucking pick up a Game Boy and
yeah,
play it on
Game
the monochromatic screen.
There's
it's
Game
so
Boys
awesome.
In it. There's SNESs in it. I mean, they did a really good job. And they also, like, have bowling and basketball.
And even drugs.
And drugs. But the VR experience itself is really good. They did a great job on it. It's just a solid piece of software.
I don't know the release date, but I would have thought your second choice on VR would have been Keep Talking and No One Dies.
No One Explodes.
No Explodes.
No Explodes.
Also a good one, but again, this one's a better piece of VR.
It is an amazing immersive experience.
Yeah.
It is truly another level. Like,
right.
You legitimately feel like you're out of your body for a bit. And again, like, the scaling of the screen. Like, you're playing Super Nintendo on a screen. Mm. You feel like you're playing on a big-ass screen TV.
Yeah.
Like, it just works so well.
Right. And so much so, it can become a little disorientating at times when you play this particular game because it is... It's that good. We've shown it the beta version.
I've used it
at MGC, and people go fucking nuts. Excuse the language. Go nuts for it at MGC.
Our YouTube rating.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. At MGC, our fan base just loves this game because it. First of all, MGC is about old arcades and stuff like that, and this game is just perfect for that.
Because it makes it so you can play old arcade games without having to walk around to play old arcade games.
It's funny, the first time I used it, Travis was like, if you go over there, you can take drugs. And I was like, okay. And I immediately do that.
I'm immediately going to take
drugs. You know what I think would make that game one step better?
More drugs.
Multiplayer.
Oh. Multiplayer and other people in the arcade.
Oh, okay, you're right.
People have
around.
Suggested that. It is very, like...
Difficult, right? Like,
you're eating up
your
a
way.
Ton of resources. Like, you already need a high-end machine
right,
to play
with.
Right,
because you have emulators on it.
Yeah, I know.
In a 3D environment.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're mapping a 3D environment and running emulators in
inside
that
3D
environment.
It's like, if you walked up to, like...
Yeah, if you want to buy a $2,500 computer to run it.
You know, you walk up to the Tron machine and someone freaking plays it.
And they got a fucking row of quarters up there lined on the damn machine, and you can't get to it. Okay, that would be funny.
And actually, you don't run the Tron machine, it's just that setup. Well, of course, and there's just one dude playing.
Right, right. All right, Travis, how about you?
Silver Mind is not a game that came out in 2016, but it's constantly being updated, so I think it totally counts. I did a Payday 2. And again, like, I came back to that game after a couple of years of not playing it. Again, I played that game pretty much till you can do no more. There's 100 levels you can get up to, and you can reset your level. It's called infinite levels. So legitimately, I probably played, like, level 300. I played the shit out of that game. So I stopped playing it for a couple of years, and eventually came back to it probably a few 3 months back or so. They added a ton of content. They're releasing new DLC for it every 3 or 4 months. So this year, they had... Goat Simulator heist at the beginning of the year. Which is, you're
goat
moving around goats full of cocaine. Hilarious. They added in... they got Ron Perlman to fucking do a character in the game, which is great. And he has
that
his own heist.
Bizarre.
Yeah, dude. They also fucking got licensing to Scarface. Like, so they have a Scarface heist now. And fucking, you can play as Tony Montana. Like... Fucking
so there drunks. Is a little friend commented.
So
there.
It's like... They have... like 30 some DLC for it. Again, if you buy it and you buy it all full price, it's very expensive. But when they constantly have it on sale for 75% off. So you're going to get like, and again, they've got a ton of free content. John Wick as a character pack. So we got fucking Keanu Reeves in there. Like,
okay, that's kind of cool.
Like, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like they got Jacket from Hotline Miami 2. Which is great, because he's fucking creepy as shit. Okay, he's a guy who wears a chicken head, and instead of talking, he, like, has a tape recorder in his hand that says creepy as shit that he used from translation tapes. Like, did you know that it takes, you know, X pounds of weight to make a head explode? Or, like, some shit like that. It's like some serial killer type shit. That's me.
That's good stuff.
But regardless, it's there's a ton of content for Payday 2. They're constantly adding stuff, and it's
a great game.
It's a damn good game.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it.
Damn good game to just play with your friends and enjoy.
Yeah, like, you turned me on to it. I loved it.
Yeah, it is a good game.
That's fine.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
Mine would be a game that only made it to PS4 this year, but it was just for a side one. Broforce.
Broforce
was a lot of fun. Just
Broforce
to
1
jump.
Was very good.
Just
Broforce 1!
Just to join in with a couple guys, just going around and just becoming all the different characters. And
just wearing pastel shirts and popping
the colors. I played the crap out of that.
Hanging out by the poolside, drinking margaritas. If you've never watched the clip, Air Force 1, you're really doing yourself a disservice.
Who?
Air Force 1?
Bear Force 1.
Oh. Is that another?
A New Zealand gay band.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're just the best. They're the best.
AKA so. Bear Force.
So just the multiplayer aspect of the Rock Force.
On Steam, I think it got a 5 out of 5. I think it is rating a 5 out of 5 average. That is insane. Yeah. Yeah.
6 out of 5.
It's got all of it. It's got all 5 stars. Damn. That is insane. Yeah, it's a good game.
That's your second choice? Okay, wow. Yeah.
No, that is good, man. You can play it on...
Your first choice was Solid 2, though, so yeah. All right, Larry, how about you?
I paid nothing for it.
You know what? I don't... I hadn't really been playing the first-person shooters, but the game that kind of sucked me into it was Killing Floor, and they released Killing Floor 2 this year, and Killing Floor 2 was really good. I mean, it was
that this year?
2015. We definitely played it last year at best.
Killing Floor, Killing Floor 2 says 16.
I definitely played it last year.
We may have played it in beta.
I think all of us grabbed it in beta.
Fair enough.
And
no, I agree. I liked 2 as well. That was a good call.
I still love 1. I can't get over it.
We still play 1.
Yeah, well, 1's fun too. But, you know, I mean, I mean, they're kind of pretty similar. You know, I don't know that I can say. Well, what would you say the major differences between the two? Chickens in 1.
Yeah, there's no chicken.
You got the chicken.
Two.
In,
oh, look at that.
You know, I don't. I didn't see a lot of difference between 1 and 2. I'm sorry, I didn't.
They're almost the same game.
They really are.
It's really just updated.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a chicken eater.
Same perk styles.
Right.
You got your firebug.
Right.
You got
I think they did a little bit better job on weapon balancing in 2 than they did in 1, but not much. I mean, there really wasn't.
So it's really an easy choice. When you're like go, either one is a great game. Right.
Graphically, the original was behind the Kirby when it came out. They were on a budget and
it started as a mod for Unreal Tournament.
Right. And it showed. In the second one, you know, they got a little more money.
And again, like I said, the thing is, if you look at the weapons loading,
that's not an insult. I love that.
Also,
game.
Killing Floor is a lot. Killing Floor 2 is a lot easier to play multiplayer because the server browser actually works.
Yeah, all right.
You're not spending a half hour fucking around like, oh, is everybody in game?
Can well, we and that most like, of the time wait, we were doing number? Most of the time I played it was with all you guys.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
So we were doing.
What do you mean, you guys?
You can be part of that. Why
well,
not our fault.
The difference between the first one and the second one is 2009 to 2015. So
that is a lot. Years, that's a big difference time wise. But I think that's more what you see in the graphics issue. The game.
Take advantage of that.
I mean, the game is pretty much a lot of the
as
same.
As far as
I mean,
the weapon
you
loading,
just run around and
the thing is that you did get.
But it's
in one, you got such power ups in early levels. It was really easy. Yeah. I mean, once you started getting level 4, 5. You started out with such powerful weapons that you could just breeze your way through it. I mean, you know, if you were a berserker at level 5, you could pretty much kill everything that came at you. So,
a
firebug. Not so much with KF2. There, you had to, the weapons weren't quite as powerful. So
All right, that's it. I want to complain. I'm reading the Chickenator discussion for 2. And I'm going to need the chicken eater, or I'm going to choke a deck, basically is what it says.
Yikes.
And somebody says no, and why?
That's bitch.
And then some bitch says, cause 1, he doesn't fit the atmosphere. My ass?
Yeah.
Have you never played Killing Floor?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Listen, noob, Killing Floor is about the fucking funny. It is not to be taken seriously. It is campy.
Doesn't fit the atmosphere?
I mean, really?
Said that?
Really?
Wow. Get a life.
Below me.
Have you not seen Poltergeist?
Yeah, get a life.
There are some terrifying movies that have to deal with chickens.
That's
if you want something goofy, play Left 4 Dead 2. No, that is the one that tries to be serious, you dumbass. God damn you, people are dumb on Steam. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
And there goes
nice
our, and now goes our Steam audience.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really,
you know
I mean, how the hell can you not get that Killing Floor is a campy version of Left 4 Dead. It is totally a campy version.
Yeah.
And that's that's what makes it great.
Can we replace his rum and cokes with gin and tonics? Because now he's just whiny instead of, like, angry.
Follow me!
All right. How about
no, really.
You?
Well, I guess I already started with that. That was my
That's second. Your new game?
No.
Let It Die. Whiny
Bitch? That's your new game?
Let It Die?
Let It Die. It's a PS4 exclusive. It's free to play. And it's one of those ones where
you... Is it the 51 one?
Let It Die. I think so.
Yeah, close enough.
It is super weird.
Is it extra like a little weird dungeon like you're in the fucking sewer?
Yeah, system? Dungeon crawler. You're going up this tower.
It's my Suda 51.
And it is... The map is entirely insane. It's, you're like, oh yeah, you're going up this tower. But no, you're not. There's an elevator that goes straight up, and then there's this branching network of levels that you have to go through. And sometimes, oh, you go through this doorway. Oh, but you went up this escalator, but now you have to go back down to go over this side part. So then, oh, you entirely are screwed up, and it's weird fourth wall breaking in some of the storyline. Uncle Death is like one of the main NPCs. It is a weird game.
There's a lot of underwear.
A lot of men in underwear.
Yeah, you start out naked. You are super naked.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the same guy who did Killer 7.
Kind of homoerotic going on there.
But it's super cool that it's not pay to win. You can pay to like get these.
To win, but...
You still can get through the game without spending any money. They haven't... Last I checked, they haven't released the season pass yet.
Yeah.
Which they should have done. Of like, this is game is free to play, but you should let people pay money because it's that cool.
Never heard of it.
It's that weird.
It certainly does look good. All right, Rob, I think we've gone around.
Oh, God, kill me.
Before we close this out.
We got two things.
Couple things.
We got Midwinter.
Midwinter coming up very quickly. Next week, on next week's show, we may have the people from Not Your Parents' Basement. It's a new gaming cafe kind of thing.
Nerd hole
that's opening up. We're going to get a little hyper-local. It's in Racine, but we're going to ask them broader questions about running a business like this, which may be applicable to other people who are interested in doing it in their area. So we're going to try to have them on the show next week. What else do we have coming up? You said we have.
We do have Midwinter Gaming Convention coming up. Next weekend, actually, we're going to be there.
14th,
you'll see
right?
That, yeah, you'll see that video in
2 weeks.
The following week. Yeah.
Yeah,
2 weeks, yeah. And that is... That's a live event, and of course we're giving crap away if I hurry up and get my ass to Amazon.
I'm gonna put so many boxes.
I've already made up 10 of the special items for the giveaway.
Super exciting. We're going to have as a guest to play our theme song. We'll have Brian from Lords of the Trident.
Hell yes.
Playing along with me and at that event, so that'll be exciting. And maybe
so you can actually hear our theme song live at this event. So if you've never been before, if you're in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, this is the weekend of January 14th. There is a gaming convention called Midwinter Gaming Convention. It's really quite good. It's
LARP and board games.
Right, LARP and board games. But I'll tell you, these guys have been doing it now for 15 years.
LARP board games and high school volleyball girls
for the last 2 years. Hopefully not this year.
I think the convention's on its third year. The convention itself.
Ben prefers.
No.
Oh no, no. The convention at that current location.
Right. Oh, I think it's longer than that. I think.
We have to get their history.
Yeah, we got to get their history. But they've been going doing this for a long
volleyball
time.
Volleyball girls.
Yeah, maybe the volleyball girls have only been 3 years, but they've been doing this for a long time. It's really a great convention. It's again, if you're into tabletop gaming or LARPing, this is definitely one for you. A lot of enthusiasts, a lot of just hardcore gamers. It, again, not a big vendor area, not a big...
It has a vendor area.
It's a really good vendor area, but it's not massive. Right, but here's
the thing.
It's not
the point of it.
That's not the point of it. They're not trying to sell you shit. You're there to play games. Right. You're there to go to the game library and play games. Our buddies at Milcog are running the game library this year. These guys are freaking awesome. They have got one of the best game libraries here in the Midwest. Definitely check them out. Stop at their game library. Check out whatever you want. They've got it. They'll be running the game library. Again, tabletop gaming. New games being released by the local developers, which are always great. But again, much more towards the LARPing tabletop game, and I really like it. And they focus on the gaming, not on, oh my god, let's sell this crap and let's sell that crap. This is a gamer's convention.
And it's a lot of drop-in LARPs, too.
Where oh,
it's
yeah.
not like, if you learn to play to have had a character in People Vampire forever.
Oh, right.
No, they've got ones that it's that day, this is the event.
Right.
You show up.
They
and
give you a character.
They
you
give
you
a character.
The Tron LARP they made.
The
Tron
LARP is awesome.
You know what?
Good luck getting into it, but it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's too late to get into that.
The one time I showed up, and we were like, why is everyone like dressed up like a football player that was in a car accident?
Dude, but they fucking open the room and steal the fucking neon lights. Come out like, I want to be in there.
The
and I want drugs day. Right
yeah.
now.
Oh, I would have killed him and high on that one.
Remember the RV that was all decked out it was heading towards Road Warrior.
Yep, yep. Again, seriously.
Oh God, I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
No. It's a great gaming convention. So if you're not doing anything, January 14th, the weekend of January 14th, it starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know if they go Sunday. But definitely a LARP to check out. We will be there Saturday.
After Sunday.
Yeah, okay. We will be there Saturday doing a live show, giving away crap like we always do. And I'm talking about giving away a lot of good crap. Definitely come and see the show. We will have...
Maybe a beer or two.
Oh, we gave away beers last year.
We yeah, check IDs.
We do check IDs, though. You have to show ID to get free alcohol from us.
Thank you for pointing that out.
So, but definitely see us at that. All right, Rob, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Remember, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net on YouTube, www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer. Of course, on Facebook, where we have free game Fridays, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. See a frickin' pattern while I'm going to break it. On Twitter, it's @guysgamesbeer. Because those cheap bastards won't let us use and. Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer again. Surprised that you do. See you next week.
Oh, we'll see you the 14th.
That is
the
one. I know, we're all deluxe now. I can just
dang.
Do that.
Oh, look at that.